WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced a plea agreement with a Bryan man who admitted killing a College Station convenience store clerk 3 years ago and breaking the jaw of a jail inmate 3 months ago.
39-year-old Nathaniel Tillery was sentenced to a total of 50 years. Prosecutor Kira Comte says the guilty plea on the murder charge would not have been possible without the cooperation of the family of the victim, Kevin Garcia.
His family is his sister and her husband. We did talk to them, and they were supportive of the plea. They were present in the courtroom for the plea, and his sister was able to give a victim impact statement as part of that.
Tillery admitted to killing Garcia, who was working the overnight shift at the Exxon store at University in the Freeway. Charges were dropped of robbing and kidnapping Garcia, along with Tillery assaulting four detention officers at the Brazos County Jail and courthouse since his arrest. Tillery will be eligible for parole after serving 25 years. He was given credit for time served since his arrest in March 2015. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Last Wednesday, a Bryan man was killed after a pickup he was riding in struck a tree. Bryan police report the driver of the truck, who ran away from the scene of the crash near Sue Haswell Park, was arrested last Friday on a charge of leaving the scene of an accident involving death. The man who was arrested, 54-year-old Jesse Flores Jr., is the older brother of the man who died, 51-year-old Pete Flores Jr. Jesse Flores is out of jail after posting a $40,000 bond last Saturday. For the first time, Blinn College will be charging the Bryan School District for dual credit classes. That's part of Bryan Collegiate High School. Bryan School Board members had questions during a workshop discussion yesterday, but there was no opposition to a proposed four-year agreement, where a formal vote will be taken later this month. The school district's Director of Advanced Academics, Christina Richardson, says Blinn is asking only for what they don't recover in state aid.
So that they're not making any money, but they're just breaking even, that they will no longer lose money by waiving those tuition and fees for us.
Richardson says the charge will be phased in, with the district paying Blinn an estimated $60,000 next year. College Station School Board President Jeff Harris has now completed two ways of setting new campus boundaries. Visiting with reporters following a special meeting last Friday, Harris says direct board involvement brought about more transparency compared to using a large community committee. He said at times that caused some trouble for the public.
Because I think they didn't fully understand that we were actually trying to formulate our thoughts and opinions, just like they would be.
Harris says the board did not do the work somewhere else, then came out in the open to make a presentation.
We were actually going through the process of pushing and pulling on lines and the various trade-offs. How many people do you move? How much grandfathering can you offer? As we work through those issues, I really do like that the public got to see the work as opposed to it being done by a committee behind closed doors.
At some point, Harris says he hopes those who have given opinions about boundary changes and grandfathering show those with differing views a little grace and rally around the students who are beginning the transition process. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 63 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show, 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. More news at 6:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options, or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Hallmark Fabric Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Yep, there you go. Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure will lead to sunshine today. That sunshine leading to warm temperatures. Sun's getting pretty strong this time of year. We're up to 85 to 90. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of some fog after midnight. Lows near 65. Any fog that does develop burns off tomorrow. We're left with sunshine, a high of 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 65. And it's going to be sunny Thursday. Highs Thursday around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Major League Baseball, some fireworks going on late up in Arlington last night.
Line drive, right center, base hit. This one is up the alley and all the way to the wall. Chu hits the bag at third. He's being waved home. He scores standing up, Profar into third with an RBI triple. And the Rangers lead 7-6.
Matt Hicks with the call on Rangers radio. Yeah, they were able to come back and actually win that one 7-6. We'll talk about that ball game as well as George Springer setting some history out in Oakland last night for the Astros. And the Houston Rockets look to clinch their series against the Utah Jazz tonight. All that and more coming up in sports.
All right, so there you go. Guys, women are, they figured it out. They figured out bling and flashy cars don't really work.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Well...
Not that I would know because I had those things. So.
Those things really attract Zach. Bling and flashy cars.
Well,
I like shiny stuff.
Well,
he's like a fish.
Yep.
That just gets really attracted to the shiny, little glistening, shiny things.
You want
to
draw me in.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
All right, well, here's the deal. Is researchers asked 375 people to rate two men on the choices of cars that they drove.
Okay.
And male and female participants gave the man with a flashy car high marks for effort. But they did conclude that he would not be what you would call your long-term committed romantic partner.
Oh, okay.
Now, that contradicts previous studies that have found that women are more than twice as likely to give their phone number to a guy in a luxury car.
Well, but it doesn't necessarily contradict those studies because what they're saying is that maybe on first glance, the effort, they're attracted,
okay.
but maybe long term, it won't work out.
That's it. The first impression, the good first impression.
Sure.
Right? Researchers at the University of Buffalo had asked these people to rate the two choices. Now, they did not show the picture of the other person, but they did show a picture of Tyga. Is that his name?
Oh, yeah, Tyga.
Tyga leaning up against a Rolls Royce.
Okay.
And they had a picture of a guy standing on the steps of a G5. And those were okay. That looked all right. But just the whole idea, according to Dan Kruger, who's the lead author, he said, the thinking has been that men spend so much time on luxury items as a signal of wealth because women look for how much they can invest in a relationship and if any children they might have together with these persons. But men may simply be investing in their cars to attract mates because they don't really care because it is about them after all.
So you take a 28-year-old rapper with tattoos on his neck.
Yeah.
And that's what you use.
What's wrong with rapping?
Nothing. I just feel like would use a different person for this study.
They
kind of keep it on more of like a level playing field.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and it could well be that they showed more than one picture. That just happens to be the one that is noted here.
Okay.
I think what Chelsea's trying to say, Scott.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got a car. That don't impress me much.
Able to work some Shania this morning. We are on a roll already, baby.
Man.
That's why they pay us the big bucks. That's
pay us the big bucks.
Got the full catalog out there ready to roll. Man.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of
info.
Mission.
Amazingly, they believe that men with flashy cars were only looking for brief relationships.
Get my gist.
Granted, yeah. A lot of those men are probably like in their 50s and going through a midlife crisis.
Oh, that's too.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't even mention that. That's right. It could have been middle-aged crazies going on.
Young guys can't afford those cars.
Nope, you're right. Yeah.
Teenage suicide is the second leading cause of death among American teens. May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. Local Children and Families nonprofit Project Unity invites the public to be their guest to see Holdin' On, the true life story of an Atlanta teen struggling to fit in, on Wednesday, May 16th at Rutter High School Auditorium starting at 6 p.m. The film's Georgia-born writer and director Tamlin Hall and College Station native actor Steve Ellis, who plays Holden's best friend Zente, will be on hand to answer your questions about the true life story of teenager Holden Layfield. Admission is free, but you must show your ticket confirmation at the door to enter. Register online today at ProjectUnityTickets.com. That's ProjectUnityTickets.com to register. Don't miss the true life story Holdin' On, Wednesday, May 16th at Rutter High School Auditorium at 6 p.m.
As the last remaining locally owned media in Bryan College Station, we pride ourselves in being able to provide you with local news, weather, sports, and information. A vital part of keeping you informed is being informed by you. We always encourage you to text your comments, local news tips, weather, sports, and information to 979-695-1620. It's the WTAW text line powered by Citibank, 979-695-1620. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you.
Good morning, it's 617 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, it's Teacher Appreciation Day.
Okay, so today's the day. I think it's all week. I think they're celebrating all week.
All year.
My point, yeah. We probably ought to give them more than a day.
True.
Just saying, because after all, they take care of your kids and the way they behave.
Yeah.
Your kids are some hellions.
Yeah, and then they put up with kids who behave worse than yours.
Yeah.
And then they delight in the ones who behave better than yours. But nevertheless, they're...
That was me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're teachers. So, it's also National Etiquette Week.
Okay. God, my mom always tried to get me to take that etiquette class.
Yeah.
I said, no.
Nope, not going to do it. I'm going to behave.
Believe it or not, I never took it either.
Believe it or not.
Well, I don't know. See, now, there has to be some regional factor in etiquette. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because in the Northeast or in the...
They have tiny forks.
Well, yeah, they do, as a matter of fact. This is for what? But then, all you know, in big cities all over America, etiquette is probably different than it would be.
Sure.
Just kind of, you know.
Well, and then
out.
You can even look at, you know, some etiquette down in the South where, you know, gentlemen will hold doors open.
They will.
Or pull out chairs.
Well, and the thing
and
is,
you don't necessarily see that up in the Northeast.
Yeah, and Yankees think when you say yes, ma'am, that you're
you know, being rude.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're calling them old or something.
Yes.
Oh. Anyway.
And they get all flustered and yell at you.
Do they really?
Sometimes.
They'll yell. They will yell.
Especially women. Women really hate it when you say, yes, ma'am.
Right. And a lot of times they just ignore people. Which.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, well, again, and Chelsea spent a lot more time in the Northeast. And, Scott, you've been alive for forever. So, y'all have experienced more than I have whenever it comes to Yankees. Mm-hmm. But
right.
I hear things I've never known that was to be true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did have some people laugh at me when I said y'all, though.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I just threw that in casual conversation. I don't think about it.
You don't even realize you say it, until you're up there and then they call you out on it.
It's just generally the world that we live in. If you saw a stranger, for instance, and you said hello to them, you know, you smiled and were pleasant, chances are that they would respond in a positive way to you.
Sure.
Maybe a little surprised, but they would respond. Up there, they just won't.
I mean,
they'll look at you like you fell off a turnip wagon or something.
And that's before they push you off the sidewalk.
Yeah. So, and that's fine. If they want to live their lives that way, then that'll be okay. So it's also Coconut Cream Pie Day.
Okay.
Got that. It's also National Student Nurse Day.
Okay.
I guess to go along with the Teacher Appreciation Day. It's Have a Coke Day. Reason is this is the day that Dr. Pemberton, I think, invented Coca-Cola.
Oh, wow.
So we'll have some Coca-Cola facts on today. And it's also No Socks Day.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to do
Already
that.
Celebrating.
All right. There you are. And birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Olivia Culpo is turning 26.
Oh, yes.
She's a model lady. She's been dating everybody.
really?
Nick Jonas.
She was dating Danny Amendola.
Yeah. Nick Jonas, Tim Tebow, Ryan Lochte, and Patriots. Boy, she has a
wide.
Wow.
That's a wide scope.
I didn't know
scope.
That list. I just knew Danny. He was the most recent.
Yeah, but
their breakup was a pretty big deal.
Those guys are not all the same. Ryan Lochte has a very different personality than Tim Tebow.
She's playing the field.
But they're hot.
Right.
Good for her. So there
she
you go.
She is really pretty.
Elise Gable, I think I'm saying that right, turning 35. No, I think he's a guy. Walter O'Brien on Scorpion. You can't ever tell these days.
You're right.
Elise.
So Elise, I think.
I don't know.
Christina Cole is turning 36. Dollar Paula Asgard on Suits.
Okay.
Stephen Amell turning 37. Now, he's the Green Arrow, which I've never seen. I know a lot of my comic book friends are big fans. But anyways, he's...
comic books?
Well, yeah.
We already talked about his imaginary friend yesterday.
When you don't have friends in real life, Scott, you got to come up with what
friends.
You... Oh, Spider-Man, I love you. So anyways, Stephen Amell's turning 37. Yeah. And Enrique Iglesias, you ready for some thumping music?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tuesday. So, Enrique Iglesias, of course, he is the son of Julio.
Oh, yeah.
So, all the women I loved before, that's Julio. That's not Enrique. But, yeah. Anyways, he's turning 43 today. Melissa Gilbert's turning 54.
Is he married to the tennis player?
Anna Kournikova.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if they're currently married. That they have twins together.
Well, okay. I don't want to confuse it with marriage.
They're parents.
Like they might be. They might be. It doesn't say, and I didn't look, so there you go. Right. But either way. Enrique Iglesias is turning 43. Mm-hmm. Melissa Gilbert turning 54. Laura Ingalls Wilder on Little House on the Prairie. She married Timothy Busfield, by the way. Poindexter from Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's turning 54. Ronnie Lott is turning 59. Pretty good football player back in the day. Mm-hmm. Alex Van Halen is turning 65.
Wow.
Now, originally, he took the guitar lessons and Eddie took drum lessons.
Interesting.
Then Alex tried Eddie's drums, realized he was better at them, and that's kind of how...
Sorry, buddy. Yeah.
So that's kind of how Van Halen came to be. So there you go. Philip Bailey is turning 67. If you don't recognize the name, you'll recognize the band he was in.
Oh, no.
A little Earth, Wind, and Fire. You're not a big Earth, Wind, and Fire fan?
Not that song.
Really?
Yeah.
Day.
So we'll just keep playing it.
Scott shouldn't have told me that. That's that was your first mistake.
There you go.
So anyways, Tony Tennell is turning 78. The captain.
Tennille.
Yeah, them too. Well, you might know their song if you don't know how to pronounce their name.
Love will keep us together.
You hate this one too, Scott?
Yeah.
Does this talk about love? Is that what you hate it?
Yeah.
So anyways, Tony Tennell is turning 78. And David Attenborough is turning 92.
Oh, wow.
British naturalist. Of course, he was the brother of Richard Attenborough, who was the old guy from Jurassic Park. But he passed away. And he was also in some other things, too, I believe. But that was mainly it.
All right, so there you go. 6:23.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, the deep state double standard continues. Fox News has learned the FBI will not be collecting the text messages exchanged on the personal accounts of the FBI lovebirds, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, despite evidence that they discussed, quote, work-related information on the devices. Now, FBI official Charles Thorley said the FBI is not otherwise obligated to collect and or retain all communications between its employees. Really? The same FBI that kicked down the doors in a midnight raid of Paul Manafort's home and the same FBI that raided Michael Cohen's residences, seizing tons of personal records, communications? Now all of a sudden they feel that they don't have the authority to obtain communications between two of their scheming, corrupt insurance policy, Trump-hating agents? Another shameless display on a two-tier justice system in America.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you're thinking about getting a mortgage, everyone has a piece of advice. And believe me, you'll hear it all. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. And the thing I've learned about mortgage advice is everyone has some. But not everyone has what's right for you. Rocket Mortgage has helped millions get the information that they need. Based on real data, we've made everything easy to understand so you can confidently make the right decision and get a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. In fact, for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Rocket Mortgage. Check it out. Take your time. And if you have questions, we'll be here with expert advice you can trust. Because we know that buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. So give us a call at 800-QUICKEN or visit rocketmortgage.com today to learn more. Start the journey toward your perfect home with America's largest mortgage lender.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, winner of the Kubota Elite Certified Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 17 straight years. Home of the Kubota Tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the number one selling compact tractor in Texas, the new Kubota L2501F 24.8 horsepower, along with the 3-point quick hitch and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,599 cash price. Or with financing less than $114 per month, upgrade to a 4-wheel drive and get monthly payments of only $129 per month. Remember, Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, online normandytractor.com. Remember, for the largest selection and best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
I'm Nancy Berry, Brazos County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Howdy, I'm Jason Byinski, former Mayor Bryan.
We're voting for Gabriel Garcia for District Clerk.
Gabriel Garcia brings over 22 years of business experience to the table with meticulous record-keeping skills.
That's what the office requires. He's a man of integrity with the highest ethical standards.
That's what the office needs.
Please join us in voting for Gabriel Garcia for District Clerk.
I'm Gabriel Garcia, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
Aggieland HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But, Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining.
But,
There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Good morning, 627, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated, Malik. Feel the difference. All right, pretty much in the pattern now. High temperature right around 90. Low temperature will be in the lower 60s. Looks like all the way through Monday. No mention of rain in the forecast, so keep that in mind. And winds pretty much out of the south. Right now we've got 63 degrees out there.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. We increased our borrowing by $11.6 billion in March as a big increase in the category that covers auto and student loans offset the largest monthly drop in credit card borrowing in more than 5 years. The Fed says the March increase in debt was below the $13.6 billion increase in February and was the smallest monthly gain since September. Google is likely to again put artificial intelligence in the spotlight at its annual developers conference this week. The company's digital concierge, known only as the Google Assistant, could gain new abilities to handle tasks such as making restaurant reservations without human handholding. Google may also unveil updates to its Android mobile operating system, enable better AI-powered navigation suggestions in Google Maps, and push further into augmented reality technology, which overlays a view of the real world with digital images. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly lower open this morning. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A proposed extension of the Bryan School District's contract with Blinn College to provide dual credit classes at Bryan Collegiate High School will include a charge for the first time.
Looking at other early college high schools, a lot of them are paying a lot more, or they're expected to supply the staff to teach the dual credit class in addition to pay fees to the community college partner.
Bryan ISD's Director of Advanced Academics, Christina Richardson, also told the school board yesterday the proposed contract also ends student ability to ask Blinn to appeal being placed on probation or suspension.
Obviously, there's a fiscal issue that we're paying for courses that they're just failing, but there's also just an ethical issue of allowing a child to continue in a level of curriculum that they are not prepared to do.
The school board will take action later this month on a four-year contract. BISD will pay Blinn an increasing amount that begins at $60,000 next year and increasing to $120,000 in 3 years. Tears were shed at last Friday's College Station School Board special meeting by the governing body and those in the audience. Board member Mike Nugent was among those caught in the emotion over the impact of changing high school boundaries and who will be grandfathered.
There's no decision this board can make that will heal it. That healing's going to have to come from somewhere else. I do believe that healing can come, but I don't believe it's going to come from a decision here.
Board President Jeff Harris was asked after the meeting about what lies ahead for those living in the district.
And I don't know if it's too soon or not, but one of the things I want people to do is to cut each other a little slack. It doesn't have to be a situation of conflict. Everybody's just trying to do what they think is best. And I would ask that people show each other a little grace. It's a tough thing that we're asking some people to do. And we recognize that. And I hope the rest of the community recognizes that. And that we can all start to move forward and rally around the students and helping them all find success.
Harris and Nugent are among those supporting the idea of moving the timetable for considering future boundary changes in order to give more time to assist those who are affected. A Bryan man accused of 8 crimes the last 3 years reaches a plea agreement with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office.
Assistant DA Kara Conte says 39-year-old Nathaniel Tillery was sentenced to 50 years after admitting to killing a College Station convenience store clerk in March 2015. And breaking the jaw of a jail inmate 3 months ago.
Obviously, the concern for everyone is that he not be able to hurt any more people. And as always, that is always the concern of the district attorney's office, is that we are protecting the citizens of Brazos County. And this sentence ultimately does that.
Charges were dropped of robbing and kidnapping Garcia, along with Tillery assaulting 4 detention officers at the Brazos County Jail and courthouse since his arrest. Tillery was given credit for time served since his arrest 3 years ago, will be eligible for parole after serving 25 years.
Parole board will be able to take into consideration everything that has happened while he's been in the Brazos County Jail, as well as anything that may happen while he is incarcerated within the Texas Department of Criminal Justice.
Tillery admitted to killing Kevin Garcia, who was working the overnight shift at the Exxon store at University in the freeway. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The brother of a Brian man who was killed in a crash near Sue Haswell Park last Wednesday has been arrested by Brian police. 54-year-old Jesse Flores Jr. is accused of leaving the scene of an accident involving death. 51-year-old Pete Flores Jr. was a passenger in the pickup that struck a tree on Coulter Drive near William Joel Brian Parkway. BPD previously reported the driver had left the crash site before officers arrived. Jesse Flores, who was arrested last Friday, was released from jail last Saturday after posting a $40,000 bond. Yesterday afternoon's commute in College Station was aggravated when Welburn Road was closed between Holloman and George Bush for almost 2 hours. That's after a vehicle was hit by a train on Holloman. Union Pacific reported no one was injured. Three people were taken to the hospital yesterday morning following a three-vehicle crash that included a Bryan ISD school bus. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the school bus was on Silver Hill Road attempting to cross Highway 47 when it was struck by a northbound pickup.
Ford pickup truck then struck the school bus and caused the school bus to hit a stationary Kia vehicle that was there at Silver Hill Road.
Morgan says the driver of the school bus was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected. All three drivers were transported to the hospital for treatment of injuries not believed to be life-threatening. A Bryan School District spokesman says no students were on the bus and the driver was admitted to the hospital as a precautionary measure. The next traffic snag for motorists driving through the construction zone of the new interchange by Easterwood Airport begins this morning. The TxDOT Bryan District Office reports traffic exiting Harvey Mitchell Parkway will no longer be allowed to turn left after exiting. Motorists on 2818 will have to go under the bridge to make a left turn. The new diverging diamond interchange is scheduled for completion, weather permitting, early next year. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 65 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 37. Drink lemon juice to lower your blood pressure. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Looking for sweeter ways to manage your high blood pressure? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
Tired of spending too much money on your swimming pool? The Pool Store will meet or beat any local competitor's price on any item in-house, including Regal Chemicals. The Pool Store is proud to be the only authorized Regal Chemical dealer in the Brazos Valley, so you get the highest quality Regal pool chemicals available at the lowest possible price. With a full inventory of pool toys, pool supplies, and Regal Chemicals, the Pool Store provides fast, free delivery in BCS. Call the Pool Store, 575-6200. The Pool Store, by the Pool Guy, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Park at Traditions, The Sleep Station, Zwornum and Flooring, and the Bank and Trust.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, good morning, 6:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW, checking the weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing. If you need a new roof due to recent high winds and hail damage for over 40 years, United Roofing has been your roofing insurance claim specialist. You don't need to call an 800 number. United is local. So call the pros at 846-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Fair weather remains locked in place across the region. We'll enjoy lots of sunshine today. It's going to be a warm one. We're getting into that time of the year where that'll be happening more frequently. 85 to 90 today. It turns partly cloudy overnight. Some patchy fog may develop overnight, lows near 65. Any fog tomorrow will give way to sun, 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 65. Sunshine and warm for Thursday with a high of 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, George Springer setting history last night out in Oakland.
That's grounded up the middle and in the center, a base hit. A six-hit game for George Springer.
6-for-6 on the day. That ties Joe Morgan's record with the Astros for most hits in a single game. Actually, George Springer sets the record for the most hits in a 9-inning game. So we'll talk about that one, as well as the Texas Rangers coming out on top of the Detroit Tigers, and Texas A&M Women's Golf is taking part in the NCAA Austin Regional. All that more coming up in sports.
All right, so I didn't know they have regionals for golf now.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
You set yourself up to go to the NCAA championships.
Yeah, okay. That'll be all right.
Yeah.
So Eli Manning.
Yeah.
You know him? He's
Yeah, the younger brother.
Right, yeah.
He'll always be known as Peyton's little brother.
He will. You're right.
Yeah.
No matter how many Super Bowls he wins. And
he's been playing the Eagles for a long time.
Sure.
I'm not talking the music group. I'm talking, you know.
The football team.
That's right.
Great band.
So he basically knows how to handle the fans in Philly, including 9-year-olds with foul mouths.
Ooh, oh, okay, those are the worst.
Philly, you just got to get used. It takes a little while to get used to it. Philly, just because like you're not used to seeing like a 9-year-old, you know, kind of like cursing at you. Once you get used to that, it takes a year or two. Now he's 24 and he's got, you know, training his 4-year-old to curse at you.
Man, I mean, I know they booed Santa Claus there.
Yeah, right. Well, they threw snowballs at Santa.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Eli played in the SEC. He should be used to that.
That's true.
People I've seen 9-year-olds in purple and gold screaming, "Tiger bait! Tiger bait!"
Wow.
Just like that, huh? That sounds real annoying.
It is. Have you ever been to an LSU football game?
Yeah, but I wasn't amongst the masses when they played this year.
I do have to say I'm old enough to say I actually attended a game where A&M beat LSU in football.
Oh, wow. Nice. That was a while back.
And it was in Baton Rouge, which was even better.
Yeah.
But again, I believe the star of the game was Curtis Dickey, so that'll give you an idea how long ago it was.
It was a while.
So, and one of these days, A&M will beat them in football again. Just don't know when.
One of these days.
That's it. All right, let me see. So the president is going to apparently talk about this Iranian deal today, as to what we're going to do, whether we're going to stay in the nuclear deal. And Griff Jenkins reports from Griff. I like that. That's a news reporter from Fox. His name is Griff. So we'll let Griff explain all this to us.
Just hours ago, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani, anticipating a withdrawal, speaking in Tehran, says, quote, "It is possible that we will face some problems for 2 or 3 months, but we will pass through this." Now, this is after France, Germany, and the UK have all lobbied the president to stay in the deal. And now both Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill are warning against pulling out of it. In complicating matters, former Secretary of State and chief architect of the deal, John Kerry, has been engaging in talks with top Iranian and EU officials, which some have suggested could violate the Logan Act. The president tweeting, "The United States does not need John Kerry's possibly illegal shadow diplomacy on the very badly negotiated Iran deal. He was the one that created this mess in the first place."
All right, there you go. He created the mess.
So is there a reason why John Kerry is still in the mix talking with folks?
Wants to be. He thinks he knows better. But that's right. I didn't know that there was a thing called the Logan Act. But, you know, he's not on the team anymore. It's not like you can go in there and say, "Oh, I know these people. I got this."
Right.
He's not representing the United States officially. But anyway, so we'll see. Not surprising, the White House announced that President Trump will not take part in the high-ranking American delegation that will attend the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem on May 14th. Just one of those things, you know, the president being there would only make things more difficult from a security standpoint.
Gotcha, yeah.
So, and don't want anything bad happening there. Gina Haspel is apparently the president's choice to lead the Central Intelligence Agency, and she sat down with some Democrats that are pretty much on the fence. She's been with the company for a long time, as a matter of fact. Melania Trump used the White House Rose Garden appearance yesterday to roll out an initiative called Be Best, focusing on teaching children to put kindness first in their lives, especially in social media.
Hmm.
Now, it says here, These are things that have been rolled out before. They're just being repackaged.
Okay.
All right. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
As long as it's a good thing that's being repackaged.
Well, exactly. Right. And if it's still a problem,
yes.
If cyberbullying is still a thing, which we all know it is,
yep.
then you still need to make the effort to fix it.
If it brings results, then let's just go from there, okay? Let me see. Oh, they got some primary elections coming up, one in West Virginia. And apparently, one of the people running for the Republican nomination for United States Senator in West Virginia was in jail a year ago. Yeah, I know, really.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see what happens.
Good job there, West Virginia.
Exactly. The guy's name is Don Blankenship. He's a former CEO of a coal company. And what had happened was he was the CEO of Massey Energy and led the company during the Upper Big Branch mine explosion that left 29 people dead. He was later convicted of willfully violating mine safety and health standards. That's why he was in jail. But anyway, he's running, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, an interesting thing about West Virginia that I never realized until I think I saw this online, you know, in Country Roads, a song by John Denver,
right.
he talks about almost heaven, West Virginia.
Right.
Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Yeah.
The Shenandoah River doesn't run through West Virginia.
No, it doesn't. No.
It runs through Western Virginia.
Yeah.
But not West Virginia.
Okay. Well, I didn't
the Blue Ridge Mountains, I don't know if they're in West Virginia either.
But anyway. That's okay.
I'm just saying, there's some wrong to that. There needs to be righted.
There's some wrong.
West Virginia, the University of West Virginia uses that as like their theme song.
They do.
It's talking about a place they don't even live.
Yeah, well, hey.
Yeah. Maybe they want to live somewhere else.
That could be. There are some really, it's like anything else, there's some really beautiful parts of of West Virginia.
Sure.
It's really nice, but the capital is one of the ugliest ones in America.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Okay, so among the people who went after Harvey Weinstein was the Attorney General of the state of New York. His name is Eric Schinderman. Guess who resigned yesterday because of physical abuse against women?
Mm.
That's right. That would have been Eric Schinderman. Okay.
You wonder, though. I mean, it's alleged at this point, correct?
Well, four women
I thought it was two.
And he said that he did take part in some role-playing, but it was consensual.
Yeah, well, again.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
And this is, you know, the deal is
that.
Because the attorney general in New York is, that's a stepping stone kind of situation. And then there have been former attorney generals who've gone on to become governors. And then, you know, they become presidential candidates and stuff like that as well. So it is a little bit interesting, a little ironic, but it is the times that we live in. But
oh, yeah.
Four women and two of them came out publicly named in the New Yorker.
Right? Role-playing, like Forrest Gump, like scenes from Forrest Gump.
Probably not.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. Have you been inundated with flyers on your door from roofing companies you've never heard of before? The truth is, they weren't here before the storm hit, and like previous storms, they won't be around when the storm work is over. Our advice is simple. Go with the name the Brazos Valley has known and trusted for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 12th, it's options for spring and summer brush control. Successful control depends on proper identification, product selection, and timing. We'll learn the strategies and techniques this week at Producers.
Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There is hardly a fruit crop in Texas that can measure up to the regular productivity of blackberries. Given proper care at planting and just a little attention after that, they will out-yield almost any other plant you'd care to try. Blackberries are proven and prolific in Texas. I'll be back with details after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11 trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-GROW or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. If you want to succeed with blackberries, start with a suitable site. Blackberries need full sun to do their very best, at a minimum 8 or 10 hours of sunlight daily. The location should be well drained and the soil should be deep. Sandy soils are ideal, but blackberries are so eager to grow that they'll thrive even in native Texas clays. You may want to raise the planting bed to ensure adequate drainage, especially in the eastern half of the state and South Texas. As you're working the soil, till in a 3 to 4 inch layer of organic matter such as peat moss, shredded bark, rotted compost, or processed manure. There are several good varieties of blackberries on the market. The most commonly planted types in Texas over many, many years have been Brazos. Brazos is a wonderful variety. Navajo and Arapaho are two thornless varieties, and Kiowa is absolutely outstanding. As opposed to trailing blackberries, dewberries that is, all of the ones I mentioned are erect plants, growing to 3 or 4, maybe 5 feet tall, sprawling to 4 to 6 feet wide. You'll be able to obtain blackberries during the winter, either as root cuttings or as transplants from root sprouts. Some nurserymen grow them in 1 or 2 gallon containers and offer them in the spring. You want to plant them 4 feet apart in their rows, with the rows 6 to 8 feet apart for easiest access. Blackberries produce their flowers and fruit on growth made the preceding year, and for that reason you'll get no fruit the first year you have blackberries planted. Once they bear fruit on a given cane, that cane will never bear fruit again. That's why it's so important that you remove the canes completely once they've borne fruit in early summer. All of the ones that had fruit come clear back to the ground, encouraging the current season's growth to take their place. You may also want to tip prune that new growth. It'll come up awfully vigorously, and if you take the tips out at 3 to 4 feet, that will encourage side branching. And those short lateral side shoots bear fruit the next year. Water blackberries regularly, particularly as the fruit is enlarging and as the plants are growing most actively. Drip irrigation lines work quite well, putting the water around the plant's crowns where it's needed the most. Conserve available moisture and retard the development of weeds at the same time by mulching your plants heavily. Fertilize blackberries with a complete and balanced analysis plant food. However, if you're in a clay soil, soil tests may show that you need all nitrogen. And that's a good thing. Blackberries are great. I'm Neil Sperry. Make the most of your patio. I'll help you in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan in Navasota. Good morning, it is 6:52. Senior Matty Zarek fired a 4-under 68 to earn the outright individual lead and lead the Texas A&M women's golf team in the first round of the NCAA Austin Regional on Monday. Now, as a team, the Aggies shot a 7-over-295, 4 shots out of the tie for 6th place. The top 6 teams after 3 rounds and top 3 individuals not on an advancing team will earn a berth in the NCAA championships. Round 2 is set for this morning at 8 o'clock at the University of Texas Golf Club. On the baseball diamond, the Texas Rangers were breaking out the sticks for some late-inning magic.
Chew on the move. The pitch. Line drive, right center, base hit. This one is up the alley and all the way to the wall. Chew hits the bag at third. He's being waved home. He scores standing up. Profar into third with an RBI triple. And the Rangers lead 7-6.
Matt Hicks with the call on Rangers Radio. That would be your final score as Texas rallied past Detroit with a 2-run 7th inning. Skipper Jeff Banister credited the Rangers' aggressive base running for the win.
Not only pushed the envelope, but ran hard down the line. Obviously, a couple different times that just getting down the line and in good pace, that's why you respect the first 90 feet. And then you run hard around the bases. And I thought Tony did a great job tonight coaching third base in a couple different situations, but obviously players have to be able to be underway and be aggressive on the bases.
The win puts a stop to a three-game losing skid for Texas, which will host the Tigers again tonight at 7:05. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Out in Oakland, George Springer was making history.
That's grounded up the middle and in the center, a base hit. A six-hit game for George Springer.
A double, a homer, and four singles, and makes Astros history along the way.
First Astro ever to have six hits in a nine-inning game.
Last year's World Series MVP doubled and scored in the first. He then hit a three-run homer in the second, and then he singled and scored in the fourth as the Astros routed the A's 16-2.
Our offense can strike at any time, can grind you out, can wait you out, and you know, for us to come out and have 20 hits or is obviously means that, you know, everybody from top to bottom is contributing.
Springer and the Stros will take on the A's again tonight at 9:05 out in Oakland. And the Houston Rockets have a chance to advance to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2015 when they'll take on the Utah Jazz tonight in Game 5 of their second-round series.
We come out with the same mentality we had the last two games. You know, just, you know, ready to compete, defend. That's what we did. I think the two games in Utah, we defended really well.
That's Chris Paul, who scored 27 points in Sunday night's 100-87 win over Utah. Tip-off is tonight at 7 o'clock in Houston. The Rockets' fate has yet to be determined, but one team that does know it's moving on is the Cleveland Cavaliers, who capped off a sweep of Toronto last night with a 128-93 win. LeBron James scored 29 points, dished out 11 assists, and pulled down 8 rebounds in the victory. Elsewhere, Philadelphia staved off elimination, topping Boston 103-92. Now, besides Houston, Golden State will also be looking to clinch tonight as the Warriors play host to the New Orleans Pelicans at 9:30. And out on the ice, the Washington Capitals have put an end to a 20-year Eastern Conference Finals drought by eliminating the Pittsburgh Penguins 2-1 in overtime. Meanwhile, the Nashville Predators even their series with Winnipeg at 3 games apiece following a 4-0 shutout. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Webster, the Chief Assistant District Clerk for 10 years. I've known Margaret Meese since I started working in the District Clerk's Office. Margaret's knowledge in dealing with Brazos County District Clerk's Office for the past 29 years is second to none. She knows the intricacies of the District Clerk's duties and responsibilities. As an attorney, she knows the laws and rules the District Clerk's Office faces daily. This knowledge, combined with her dedication and service-driven attitude, is why Margaret Meese is the only choice for Brazos County District Clerk. If Margaret says she is doing it, it gets done right and immediately. For the good of Brazos County, please join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Do you need a free AC system from EcoZap AC Efficiency this summer? That's right, EcoZap is giving away free AC systems. Text HVAC to 38470 right now to enter. Don't be stuck with an AC that quits halfway through the summer. Win a free unit from EcoZap AC Efficiency. Text HVAC to 38470. That's HVAC to 38470. Text HVAC to 38470 for your chance to win a free AC system from EcoZap AC Efficiency.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I was wondering why you say that your summer starts at your Toyota dealer.
Well, May is the start of summer, right?
True.
And with great offers on our big selection of Toyotas now through June 4th, you can get the reliable Toyota you need to get you to all the events that summer has to offer. Like drive up and visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, son, it's so good to see you. You'll never guess what happened at bingo.
Or go camping over Memorial Day weekend. How about see your nephew graduate from college? Or go down to the lake for 4th of July fireworks?
Wow, there's so many places to go. I just don't know which one to pick. You know what? I'm going to do them all.
So all I needed was B9, and then they called B8. I mean, that's really cool.
That's the spirit.
Toyota, let's go places. Right now, get $2,500 customer cash, or qualified buyers get 1.9% APR for 60 months on a 2018 RAV4. Offers end June 4th. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N6418.
Hi, I'm Clint Tillison with I'm with United Ag and Turf, a new company that combines Pettit Machinery, Brazos Valley, Ag Power of Texas, and Sioux Falls Prater. We are now one of the largest John Deere dealerships around, which means you can get the Wrangler package that includes a 5045E two-wheel drive tractor, John Deere loader, three-time bell spear, and a no-cost five-year powertrain warranty for only $249 a month.
Offer ends July 31st, 2018. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit UnitedAgAndTurf.com today.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs. Just because you're the First Lady of Brazil, it doesn't mean that you don't love your puppy. Apparently, her Jack Russell Terrier was in distress in a lake on the presidential palace grounds.
Oh.
First Lady jumped into the water, fully clothed, to rescue the dog after the security agent refused to.
Oh.
Really?
Well, he's fine.
I'm sorry.
He's getting canned.
Former security
agent. Yes, there
agent.
You go.
Yep, yep. Mama taking care of the
puppies. Wow.
Yeah,
what a
good
jerk.
Hey, let's look at the weather. It's going to be the same thing between now and about Tuesday of next week, it looks like. Lower 90s for a high and probably the lower 60s for a low. Right now we're at 63. A Brian Broadcasting Station, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, College Station, Brian.